అఖండం సచ్చిదానందం అవాంగ్మనసగోచరం ఆత్మానమఖిలాధారం ఆశ్రయేభీష్ట సిద్ధయే పేజ్ నంబర్ 66 ఏవం పంచీకృత పంచభూతేభ్యః స్థూల ప్రపంచోత్పత్తిః. వి హావ్ సీన్ హౌ ద స్థూల ప్రపంచ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ద పంచీకృత భూత ఫ్రమ్ ది ఈశ్వర The five sukshma bhutas came, five subtle elements, and then one part of the sukshma bhuta is taken to form the sukshma shariras. Another part of the sukshma bhutas is taken to form sthula bhutas. And from the sthula bhutas, using the sthula bhutas, we made the sthula prapancha. And the sthula prapancha includes what? Includes our bodies, our sthula sharira, includes all the external world, the 14 lokas, everything. It is all sthula prapancha. So now we have three prapanchas. What are the three prapanchas? Sthula prapancha, sukshma prapancha, and karana prapancha. So three prapanchas. And these three prapanchas include the three shariras. What are the three shariras? Sthula sharira, sukshma sharira, karana sharira. Sthula sharira is a part of sthula prapancha. All our sthula shariras are part of sthula prapancha only. Then there is sukshma shariras, all our sukshma shariras put together is the sukshma prapancha. All our sukshma shariras put together is the sukshma prapancha. Then there is karana sharira. Our karana shariras are there, individual karana sharira. They all put together becomes karana prapancha. Karana sharira is nothing but ajnana. Vyashti ajnana is karana sharira. Samashti ajnana is called karana prapancha. So like that, we have three prapanchas. And now, all these three prapanchas put together has a name. Sthula prapancha plus sukshma prapancha plus karana prapancha. These three prapanchas put together is called mahaprapanchaha. See page number 66. ఏతేషాం స్థూల సూక్ష్మా కారణ ప్రపంచానాం అపి సమష్టిః ఏకః మహాన్ ప్రపంచః భవతి యథా అవాంతరవనానాం సమష్టిః ఏకం మహద్వనం భవతి యథా వా అవాంతరజలాశయానాం సమష్టిః ఏకః మహాన్ జలాశయః. ఏతేషాం దీస్ దీస్ వాట్ స్థూల సూక్ష్మ కారణ ప్రపంచానాం స్థూల ప్రపంచ, సూక్ష్మ ప్రపంచ అండ్ కారణ ప్రపంచ. సమష్టి, ద సమష్టి, ద అగ్రిగేట్, ద టోటల్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ త్రీ, దీస్ త్రీ పుట్ టుగెదర్. ఏక మహాన్ ప్రపంచ భవతి, ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఎ మహాన్ ప్రపంచ, ఎ మహాప్రపంచ. మహాప్రపంచ మీన్స్ టోటల్ ప్రపంచ, కంప్లీట్ హోల్ ప్రపంచ. యథా అవాంతరవనానాం సమష్టిః ఏకం మహద్వనం భవతి. టూ ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్ ఆర్ గివన్. అవాంతరవన, అవాంతరవన మీన్స్ ఎ సబ్ ఫారెస్ట్, ఎ రీజియన్ ఇన్ ద ఫారెస్ట్. All the regions in the forest put together becomes a big forest. Mahadvanam, big forest. Avantaravananam samashtihi. The total of all the regions in the forest forms the whole forest, the big forest. Mahadvanam bhavati. For example, one more, we can have another example, like all the states, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra, all these states put together forms one big country, India, like that. And one more example is given. Yathava avantara jalashayanam samashtihi. The total of all the smaller jalashayas, smaller water bodies, like Arabian Sea, Bay of Bengal, all these seas are there. All these seas put together forms one ocean, one whole ocean, big ocean, Mahasamudra. So like that, avantara jalashayanam samashtihi, the total of all the smaller water bodies, smaller regions of water, ekaha mahan jalashayaha. It makes a big jalashaya. Etadupahitam Vaishvanaradi Ishvara Paryantam Chaitanyam Api Avantaravanavachinna ఆకాశవత అవాంతర జలాశయగత ప్రతిబింబ ఆకాశవచ్చ ఏకమేవ ఏతదుపహితం చైతన్యం. సో దీస్ త్రీ ప్రపంచాస్ వి సా, స్థూల ప్రపంచ, సూక్ష్మ ప్రపంచ అండ్ కారణ ప్రపంచ. And these three prapanchas become upadhis for three chaitanyas. These three prapanchas become the upadhis for three chaitanyas. Three chaitanyas are associated with these three prapanchas. What are they? Karana prapancha. What is the upahita chaitanya? Karana prapancha is an upadhi. And the upahita chaitanya is what? Ishvara. The sukshma prapancha is an upadhi. Upahita chaitanya is what? Hiranyagarbha. And the sthula prapancha is an upadhi. Upahita chaitanya is what? Vaishvanara or Virat. So like that, three prapanchas are associated with the three Chaitanyas respectively. Now these three Chaitanyas, are they same or different? No Chaitanya can be different from another Chaitanya. You can doubtlessly say all the three Chaitanyas are same. But only because the job is different, they are called differently. Suppose a Mr. Devadatta is coming here. Devadatta is the father of Yajnadatta, another person. He is the husband of somebody else. He is the son of somebody else, the same person. If you say, the father of this person is coming, the husband of this person is coming, and the son of this person is coming, does it mean three people are coming? No, only one person is coming. So like that, we say Ishvara, Hiranyagarbha and Virat, Vaishwanara. Not three things, same thing. When the Upadhi is different, he is called with the different names. Like an individual is also called a dreamer, waker and sleeper. Not because there are three different people, the same person. Like that here also. Etat upahitam chaitanyam. Etat upahitam chaitanyam means the Mahaprapancha upahita chaitanya. The chaitanya associated with the Mahaprapancha. And what is that? Vaishwanaradi Ishvara Paryantam Chaitanyam. Starting from Vaishwanara up to Ishvara. Vaishwanara, Hiranyagarbha and Ishvara. Api also. Avantara Vanavachinna Akashavate. Example is given. Avantara Vanavachinna Akasha. The space enclosed by a particular region in the forest. And a space enclosed by another region in the forest. They are not different. All the space enclosed by all the regions are one space only. Ekameva. The space enclosed by Bangalore, the space enclosed by Karnataka, the space enclosed by Tamil Nadu, all are same. And another example is given. Avantara Jalashayagata Pratibimba Akashavacha. Avantara Jalashayagata Pratibimba Akasha. The Pratibimba, the reflection of space in Arabian Sea and the reflection of space in Bay of Bengal. The two reflected spaces, they are not different. They are the same space. Like that, these three Chaitanyas are one and the same. Same Chaitanya. And this same Chaitanya, which is associated with the Mahaprapancha, is generally called Ishvara. It is called Ishvara. Even though it can be called by other names like Hiranyagarbha and Vaishwanara, it is not called by that name. Because Ishvara, the word Ishvara is more common word. First we saw that Ishvara is the Chaitanya associated with the Karana Prapancha. But generally when we say Ishvara, we mean this Mahaprapancha. Chaitanya associated with the Mahaprapancha. So when we say Ishvara, it includes Hiranyagarbha, it includes Virat. Abhyam Mahaprapancha Tadupahita Chaitanyabhyam Tatta Ayaspindavata Avivictam Sata Anupahitam Chaitanyam Sarvam Khalvidam Brahma Iti Mahavakyasya Vachyam Bhavati Vivittam Sata Lakshyam Api Bhavati. So there is a Mahavakya. What is Mahavakya? Sarvam Khalvidam Brahma is not a Mahavakya. It is not a Mahavakya. Tattvamasi is Mahavakya. Sarvam Khalvidam Brahma is not Mahavakya. Tattvamasi is Mahavakya. Aham Brahmasmi is Mahavakya. Prajnanam Brahma is Mahavakya. One more. Ayamatma Brahma. There can be other Mahavakyas also, not only these four. What is the criterion for a statement to be a Mahavakya? What is the criterion? Aikya. Yeah. It should equate. Mahavakya should be an equation. The equation is Mahavakya. That which reveals the oneness of Jiva and Brahman, Jiva and Ishvara. That is called Mahavakya. So in Mahavakya, there are mainly two words. Two words. One is Tattpada, another is Tvampada. Tattpada and Tvampada. Now this Tattpada. Here we are discussing about Tattpada. Tattpada means what? Ishvara. Ishvara is... What is Ishvara?
Mahaprapancha Upahita Chaitanya.
Yeah, Mahaprapancha Upahita Chaitanya. As Jiva is this Sharira Upahita Chaitanya. Jiva is that which is associated with this individual body. Like that Ishvara is the Chaitanya associated with the total Samashti. But when we say Ishvara is the Chaitanya associated with the Mahaprapancha, when we just say Ishvara, we have to include the Prapancha also. Because when I say Mr. X, the body is also included. Like that, when we say Ishvara, Tat, the Prapancha is also included as the body. Upadhi. Upadhi is included. With the Upadhi, the Upahita Chaitanya is there. That is also included. And that which supports the Upadhi and Upahita Chaitanya, what is that? The Anupahita Chaitanya, the unconditioned Chaitanya. What is that called? Turiya. Turiya. Go to page number 36. Long back we have discussed it. पेज नंबर 35 आई थिंक 35 देर इज तुरिया यू कैन गो बैक 35 एंड 36 व्हाट आई हैव टोल्ड देर यू कैन रिमेम्बर सो देर इज अ तुरिया विच इज कॉल्ड अनुपहित चैतन्य लाइक दिस दिस स्पॉट स्पेस रूम स्पेस वी से the room space there is the room and the room space both room and room space are present in what in the unconditioned space in the space and therefore the space becomes the unconditioned space becomes the support for both room as well as room space like that this Mahaprapancha and the Chaitanya associated with that, the Chaitanya conditioned by that, these two are supported by the unconditioned Chaitanya, Anupahita Chaitanya, that is called Turiya. So these two things, that is Mahaprapancha Upadhi and the Chaitanya, these two cannot exist without that support, the unconditioned Chaitanya. And therefore, when we say Tat, when we say Ishvara, we include all these three factors. One is the Upadhi, that is Mahaprapancha, and the Upahita Chaitanya, Ishvara, and also the Turiya, Anupahita Chaitanya, the Turiya. These three things are included. These three things are included. And these three things are mixed together. They are mixed together and put in one word, single word. The one word means three, means they are mixed together. And this mixing together, an example is given. What? Tapta ayapinda. We have seen the example in page number 36. The red hot iron ball. There are two things. One is the fire in the iron, and the iron ball. Two things are mixed together. And we say hot red iron ball. We say one word. So that is the meaning, the direct meaning of the word Tat, the word Tat of Mahavakya, Tatpada of Mahavakya. Now, if you take this meaning cannot fit in the equation. If you say Tat is equal to these three things put together, it won't fit in the equation because it won't match with the word Tvam. Therefore, you have to take the implied meaning, not the direct meaning, the implied meaning. The implied meaning of Tat. This will become clear as we go further. Here I am telling in brief because it has come here. But when we go further, it is analyzed in more detail. Then you can understand further. We have to take the implied meaning. What is the implied meaning? Implied meaning is, you have to give up the upadhi, the prapancha you have to give up. And also, you have to give up the upahita chaitanya, those two things you cut, and what remains? Anupahita chaitanya, turiya alone remains. And that turiya, anupahita chaitanya, is the implied meaning of tat. In Sanskrit, the direct meaning is called vachyartha, the implied meaning is called lakshyartha. So vachyartha is those three things put together, which can be generally said as Ishvara. Ishvara is vachyartha. Lakshyartha is turiya, anupahita chaitanya. So this is made clear with an example, that is tatta ayapinda. So tatta ayapinda means red hot iron. Two things are mixed together, and this person makes a statement: iron ball burns. Iron ball burns. Ayapindam dahati is the statement. What is the direct meaning of iron ball? The iron. Iron is the direct meaning. Iron is burning. If you say, can iron burn? Does iron burn? Iron never burns. Iron has no capacity to burn. What can burn? Only one thing has capacity to burn, that is fire. And therefore here, if you take the direct meaning, it doesn't fit in the sentence. The direct meaning doesn't make a sense in the sentence. And when such a condition is there, direct meaning doesn't fit in the sentence, you have to take implication, what it implies. You have to inquire. In the iron, there is the fire, and that fire burns. So fire is the implied meaning. Iron plus fire is the direct meaning. So like that, in Tattvamasi Mahavakya also, the Tat is Ishvara. It is direct meaning. But that doesn't fit. Therefore you have to take the Anupahita Chaitanya as the implied meaning. So this will become clear as we go further. Now you can understand this paragraph, but that this paragraph will become clear as you go further. It will be discussed in detail with all the technical complications. It will be discussed. So it's not a very enjoyable. It requires some exercises. Abhyam Mahaprapancha Tadupahita Chaitanyabhyam Tapta Ayapindavat Avivittam Sat Anupahitam Chaitanyam Sarvam Khalvidam Brahma Iti Mahavakyasya Vachyam Bhavati Viviktam Sata Lakshyam Api Bhavati Abhyam. Abhyam means these two. What are these two? Mahaprapancha Tadupahita Chaitanyabhyam. the Mahaprapancha and the Chaitanya associated with that, Ishvara. So Mahaprapancha and Ishvara. Anupahitam Chaitanya, and then there is an Anupahita Chaitanya, which is supporting these three, these two, Mahaprapancha and the Chaitanya, is supported by the Anupahita Chaitanya. And these three mix it together, Tapta Ayaspindavata, when the red hot iron and the fire, they are mixed together, and seem to be one entity. Anupahitam Chaitanyam, they are called what? They are the Vachyartha. Mahavachyasya Vachyam Bhavati. It becomes Vachya of Mahavakya. It becomes the Vachyartha of Mahavakya. Here Mahavakya, you have to take not full Mahavakya. You take Tatpada. Tatpada of Mahavakya. It becomes the Vachyartha of Tatpada of Mahavakya. When it is mixed together, when these three things are mixed together, it becomes the Vachyartha of Mahavakya. But when you separate these two things, that is the Mahaprapancha and Upahita Chaitanya, Ishvara. These two you separate. Anupahita Chaitanya alone you keep. Viviktam Sata means being separated. When the Turiya is separated from the other two, only Turiya is kept. It becomes Lakshyam Apibhavati. It becomes Lakshyartha. It becomes the implied meaning of the Tatpada of Mahavakya. And for this Mahavakyasya Vachya, the Vachyartha of Mahavakya, there is it told that this is the Vachyartha, this Vachyartha of Mahavakya, this Vachyartha of Tatpada, there is it said in the Shastra, Sarvam Khalvidam Brahma, Sarvam Khalvidam Brahma iti Vachyartha, Vachyam. The Vachyartha is told by the statement Sarvam Khalvidam Brahma. All these are Brahman. All these means what? The Prapancha and the Chaitanya. The two Chaitanyas. All these put together is Brahma. Vachyartha. That is told. It doesn't mean Sarvam Khalvidam Brahma is Mahavakya. It is not Mahavakya. It says only Tatpada. Vachyartha. Yeah. So this whole portion is meant for what? For telling Tatpada. So far we are discussing Tatpada only. So we have to arrive at the equation. Finally, the whole process is swinging around one thing only. One Mahavakya, one equation. And that equation has to be made clear. That is why all this discussion. And in that equation, the Tatpada is there. And that Tatpada is described so far. What is Tatpada? This much. The whole process, the whole thing, the Srishti, etc., is told to show what is the meaning of Tatpada. So there is Ishvara, there is Upahita Chaitanya, Upadhi, and there is Anupahita Chaitanya. All these three things put together forms the meaning of Tat. एवं वस्तुनि अवस्तु आरोपः अध्यारोपः सामान्येन प्रदर्शितः वस्तुनि अवस्तु आरोपः अध्यारोपः अध्यारोप मीन्स सुपरिम्पोजिशन व्हाट इज सुपरिम्पोजिशन taking one thing to be the other that is superimposition like on the rope you are superimposing snake which is not there and that is defined adhyaropa is defined vastuni avastu aropaha the superimposition of one thing on the other it is called adhyaropa and it is defined where long back it was defined I think page number 20 go to page number 20 asarpabhutayam rajjau sarparopavat vastuni avastu aropah adhyaropah like that there we started the adhyaropa is defined vastuni avastvaropah adhyaropah and then the whole thing was described how adhyaropa takes place etc and now the author is reminding you what we are discussing whatever we have discussed the srishti etc the sthula prapancha sthula sharira all these things are adhyaropa they are not real they are mithya and they are superimposed on the vastu the brahman vastuni avastu aropah adhyaropah the whole creation is adhyaropa the whole srishti is adhyaropa And this adhyaropa is twofold. One is samanyena adhyaropaha or samanya adhyaropa. Another is visheshataha adhyaropaha. Vishesha adhyaropa. Samanyena adhyaropaha means the adhyaropa of the universe the universal adhyaropa the whole universe is the universal adhyaropa because all of us see that I see that you see that everyone sees that it is common for all The same thing is told in the Panchadashi by Vidyaranya as Ishwara Srishti. Ishwara Srishti. The creation which has come from Ishwara. This whole universe. It is objective. This universe is objective. Because everyone experiences, not just me. So that is samanyena adhyaropaha. The universal adhyaropa. And now there is an individual adhyaropa. Another level. Another level of adhyaropa. Is individual adhyaropa. What is the individual adhyaropa? The subjective adhyaropa. The subjective superimposition. What I think of myself, it is subjective. You cannot see that. You cannot be aware of what I think of myself. Some people may think of themselves as one thing. Another person may think of himself as another thing. There are various people in the world. And they think themselves to be various different things. I am the son of this person. I am the daughter of this person. Like that they have various identifications. And you cannot know what that person is. Because what that person is, what he thinks of himself. You cannot know that. His self-image, it's all not evident. Only you can infer through his behavior, but you cannot exactly see that. It is subjective. And various people have various notions about themselves. Even that is a superimposition. Because the real nature of the self is Satchidanandam Brahma. That is Anand Atma, the Chaitanya. But that is covered. Instead, people think of themselves as various things. I am doctor, I am engineer, etc. Like that, various things are there. And when you come to the philosophy also, in the philosophy also, when there is a discussion about the real nature of the thing, real nature of the self, what is the self? What is the real nature of the self? There are various misconceptions, even among philosophers. Some people say, I am this body only. This body is the self. Some people say, mind is the self. All these varieties, all these are going to be discussed later. This is called Vishesha Adhyaropa. Vishesha Adhyaropa. Individual superimposition. And the same thing is called Jiva Srishti by Vidyaranya in Panchadashi. Jiva Srishti. It is my creation. There is Ishvara's creation and my creation. Both are mithya. Ishvara's creation is also mithya. My creation is also mithya. But the difference is, Ishvara's creation cannot cause samsara. What causes samsara is my creation. What troubles me is my creation, not Ishvara's creation. My notions, all the notions that I have about myself and also about the external things, this creates some samsara. And therefore, the attempt is, what Vedanta wants you to do is not to destroy Ishvara's creation. It is to destroy my creation. My creation has to be corrected. The notion about myself, the identification with the body, mind, etc., this has to be removed. The whole samsara is Jiva's creation. So that is the means for moksha. And one more thing is that we have seen in the beginning there is samashti ajnana and vyashti ajnana. There, go to page number 20-21 somewhere there. Samashti ajnana and vyashti ajnana we saw. Ajnana, what is ajnana? And then there is samashti and vyashti. All those things are there. And this samashti ajnana is called maya. That is Ishvara's upadhi. So far, whatever we saw, the creation, where it has come from? It has come from the samashti ajnana, from the maya. From the samashti ajnana only the sukshma bhutas and sula bhutas came, not from the vyashti ajnana. The vyashti ajnana we kept out for time being. We said in the ajnana there are two shaktis, avarana shakti and vikshepa shakti. And from the vikshepa shakti of the samashti ajnana, from the maya, which is Ishwara's upadhi, the whole creation came. And this coming of the creation from the samashti ajnana, from the maya. From the maya is nothing but from Ishwara only. Because maya is Ishwara's upadhi. So from the Ishwara, this whole universe emerged. That is why it is called Ishwara Srishti, the whole universe. The whole universe which is objective. And now we have to discuss what is about this individual ignorance, individual ajnana, individual karana sharira. What it creates? It has avarana shakti and vikshepa shakti. The individual karana sharira also has avarana shakti and vikshepa shakti. And this avarana shakti covers my essential nature. Individual avarana shakti. Individual ajnana. It covers my essential nature. And the individual vikshepa shakti projects me as something other than myself. Makes me identify with this body. I am Deha, I am this body, I am a samsari, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. All these things are brought about by the individual vikshepa shakti. So that is vishesha adhyarupa. So vastuni avastvaropaha adhyaropaha samanyena pradarshitaha. So far, the samanya adhyaropa, samanyena adhyaropa, which has come from Ishwara, that is shown. Now, we are starting a different topic. Idanim pratyagatmani idam idam ayam ayam adhyaropayati iti visheshatah uchyate. Idanim, now after samanya adhyaropa is being discussed, pratyagatmani, in my own essential nature, the Chaitanya, I superimpose various things. I am, this person, because here there are varieties, not common to all. That is why Vishesha, special. Every person is special. So special Adhyaropa. I am special. This is my superimposition. I am not like others. Everyone thinks like that. I am not like others. I am special. And people don't know what I am. So this special adhyaropa. I am, this person. Idam adhyaropayati. This thing they superimpose. Iti visheshataha adhyaropa. Uchyate, that will be discussed hereafter. And we are not discussing everybody, because everybody cannot be discussed. As many people are there, so many adhyaropas are there. The samashti is one, but yashti, aneka. Every individual has his own or her own adhyaropa. So we have to see various philosophers, what they superimpose. And before discussing about the philosophers, there is a very gross person, what he thinks of himself, what he thinks the real meaning of I. So So this discussion is about the meaning of I. The meaning of the word I. When I say I, what I refer to? That is Atma. The meaning, the real meaning of I is Atma. It is called Self. Atma, Self. So Atma means the meaning of I. And various people think variously. The meaning of I differs from people to people. So there is an Atiprakruta. Atiprakruta means very, very crude person, very, very gross person, very unrefined person. Unrefined in the sense, he is philosophically unrefined. A very, very, he cannot think what is the truth, that kind of a person. Atiprakritasto Atmavai Jayate Putraha Ityadishutehe Swastminiva Putre Api Prema Darshanat Putre Pushte Nashtecha Ahameva Pushtaha Nashtahacha Ityadi Anubhavat Cha Putraha Atma Iti Vadati. For him Putra is the Atma. Son is the Atma, he says. My son is my Atma. That is his contention. And for that he gives the pramana also. He gives proper evidence also. He wants to prove son is the Atma. So Atiprakrita, very gross person, very, very deluded person. He says Putraha Atma. Son is the Atma. Son is myself. Iti Vadati, he says so. And what is the proof? Three proofs are there. One is Shruti Pramana, Shastra Pramana. He quotes Shastra also. In the Shastra there are many statements. And some people may hold on to certain statement and say Shastra says that. But Shastra doesn't mean that. Shastra says but doesn't mean. The meaning may be something else that he is not concerned about. He wants to accomplish what he wants. It is called devil quoting the scriptures. They will quote what they want only. The whole thing they will not take. What Shastra really means, he will not think. So some statement which seemingly supports his contention, he will take. So Atma vai jayate putraha, he quotes. Atma jayate, the self is born as the son, he says. Atma putraha jayate, Atma jayate, is born as son. Ityadi shrutehe, like that there are statements which seems to say that Atma, your Atma is your son. Your son is your Atma. This is the Shruti Pramana. Now he gives a logic also, yukti also, to support his contention. Swasminiva putre api prema darshanat putre pushte nashtecha अहमेव पुष्टः नष्टः च इति. सो स्वस्मिन्निव पुत्रेति प्रेमदर्शनात् विशिष्ट युक्ति. स्वस्मिन्निव पुत्रेति प्रेमदर्शनात् बिकॉज द पीपल लव देयर सन एज मच एज देयर ओन लाइफ. स्वस्मिन्निव लाइक इन देमसेल्व्स दे हैव लव फॉर देयर पुत्र ऑल्सो सन ऑल्सो एंड देयर फोर पुत्र हैज टू बी आत्मा सन हैज टू बी द सेल्फ. दिस इज अ लॉजिक. एंड देन एक्सपीरियंस अनुभव इज गिवन. पुत्रे पुष्टे नष्टे च अहमेव पुष्टः नष्टश्च इति अनुभवात्. दिस इज द अनुभव एक्सपीरियंस. अनुभव इज अ प्रमाण. एक्सपीरियंस इज अ प्रमाण. माय ओन एक्सपीरियंस व्हाट व्हेन माय सन डाइज आई फील आई एम डेड. व्हेन माय सन इज अ is growing, nourish is being nourished, is prosperous, pushtaha. Son has become fat, he is putting up weight. I feel I am also putting up weight, I am also getting prosperous, like that. The prosperity of my son seems to be my own prosperity. The loss of my son seems to be my own loss. This is the experience. And therefore, son has to be myself. Son is myself. It is a contradictory statement. But this person is proving that. So, putre pushte ahameva pushtaha. When son is prosperous, I am prosperous. When son is lost, I am lost. पुत्रे नष्टे अहम् नष्टः इत्यादि अनुभवात् पुत्रः आत्मा. हि सेस् पुत्रः आत्मा. सो नौ स्लोली देर इज इवोल्यूशन फ्रॉम दिस स्टैंड पॉइंट. दिस इज वेरी क्रूड स्टैंड पॉइंट, वेरी ग्रॉस स्टैंड पॉइंट, वेरी ग्रॉस अंडरस्टैंडिंग. फ्रॉम दिस अंडरस्टैंडिंग द ऑथर टेक्स अस थ्रू अ सीरीज ऑफ इवोल्यूशन इन अंडरस्टैंडिंग. And finally she takes to the right understanding, that is the Atma is the Chaitanya, that is the Brahman, the real meaning of Tatpada. This is Tatpada Vichara. So far Tvampada Vichara is done, now Tatpada Vichara. We are analyzing Tatpada, the individual. Sorry, Tvampada. Yeah. So far Tatpada is analyzed. Now Tvampada. Now Tvampada. So Tatpada Vichara is over. Now Tvampada. So what is the meaning of Tvam? We have to understand. So we have to start from this most crude understanding. And slowly Arundhati Darshanam Nyayena. By Arundhati Darshanam Nyaya. Step by step. We arrive at the right meaning of Tvampada, that is the Atma, the Chaitanya, Shuddha Chaitanya. The meaning of Tvampada is Shuddha Chaitanya. The meaning of Tatpada is Shuddha Chaitanya. And therefore, the equation is matching. Tat Tvam Asi. You are that Brahman. ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ओम शांति शांति शांतिः. हरिः ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम.